This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
To you, the 9-to-5er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Yeah, who's the up on this? Stiggy on Wave, man. Chufa, the roofa. A lama time up, use a mole. Say, this cool or short as I can parliament. Stiggy, man, it's time for speaking in the pants. MCs, we're standing up.
Kwesisimo nidumele ngophiyo elishutha nje isimilo balulala ngokwasengqondweni kuze ufe utshele bakulale ngokwasemoyeni kuze ufele esonweni lonto ezibuhlungu zingapheli lonto ezibuhlungu azoneli lonto ezibuhlungu azixoleli lonto ezibuhlungu zingahleli phansi mbombo zone zomzantsi kwigazi umbombo umkoneli igazi
asiboni itshintsho mini nobusuku klama bobo singumlilo msuka ngibala umsindo kansonge epalamente abanye besidla ngesihlalo bantu basekhaya babe besiva yintlala yitiku bheke emnyango dedela basiyo benze ntoni kulo ndawo sidikiwe yile ntlalo komama nodade emakhaya kukho mvisiswano sombululi yentlukwano nobangela ngulo mgaqo kulo mgaqo
me voting for is not resisting up with this nation. I end up falling under its authorities. See this yobis and got this nobis. Quali smoke all. This beast is clever, corner does it fuck all. Now why wanna lean on me when one man can? Pretend it's a jungle to you, a jungle 2010. Cause that's what BP is baking, man. Sipumu pulo, sisi cats, tulum kulo, on the facts, kuba, stiwe, kuku, shake, aba, pass, and
solitude. Have you ever felt like your whole life is upset? Born to peel and you're not knowing what you want in this world. Know that you don't, but your surroundings make you feel like you don't. Parents at home and family, you feel exactly what they're thinking. Kick you out of the doors. Usibu selusana, kwingo nyama, you don't even have clothes to get your own brain. You went in there for the show. You to enjoy room service, now you have to get food on your own.
To all my people, I've been asking for the food on now.
Abasajola abafana indoda ifihle nomsesane kethi ngabantwana baza nabantwana apha emhlabeni sima nothwala uxanduva ugwashula iqhawula isikeyi ntombi ibanga umamlamba xa kusondela iintsuku zempeyi bakho kwicula umandoza dala yaqhwitha le way uyibokoboko ngathi nduma beziswa ngetrei
sekwela amaqhalanga phakula naqutha nengentlaka izolo basibonile savota namhlanje bathi shwaka
phinda bathi cwaka sityintlo yabona batya ingqaka
sezabona isimanga inkokheli xa zilahlekisa uhlanga
nankoku nomnganga Jacob Zuma usenza impangampanga
suka ndebutathaka kuba kesa uhlala sikova udaka
inzipho zimdaka kuphela nini ubunzima obungaka
suka ndithatha iphange epalamente ndenza inyaka nyaka
Triple cheers up in this. Give thanks. Wonga my soldier. Undecided. Backyard. Street life. Sanzolo. And the solitary solitude. Yeah, man. Oshote Zabo. Yeah. Aluta continue. The struggle continues, my comrade. Justa, I'm out. Out.
From the home of Jeff, Barbary, Hoover, and Fred Hampton. My fam flagged off when we trust better chances. Chose Minnesota, we froze cause the winter's colder. Social institution producers sent us the soldiers. Metropolis, Minneapolis, the opposite of Africa. One of the murder capitals, perhaps it was per capita. Against this backdrop, I'm watching the weed house. Switching the crack spot, shots to ring out. All over the north side, from my front porch, I'd clock the route of a skateboard ride. Got scary, a lot of peeps got buried. Suicide, overdose, memories I carry. Mike Crenshaw, write 6 songs. So when my life is gone, I live on. But right now's pivotal, check it, I'm right here. Putting it down's critical, expression's quite clear. Forward ever, backwards never. Criminal activity and chemical dependency. Living a life of violence, infinite life desires. Tirades against tyrants, defying high science. Mostly it coincided with adults providing the guidance. Focusing kind of quiet, provoke me inside a riot.
Hey, what's up, good people in the world? My name is Mike Crenshaw, back here again with you, hosting first Monday of the month, Labor Radio. Wanted to play some music. Big up to my man Costa Zanzolo, Solitary Solitude. From the Sounds of the South Radical Hip Hop Collective in Cape Town, South Africa. We were just out there, me and Radical Clavicle, a while back. Definitely want to shout out those brothers. Cultural activists, very much in support of labor, human rights, and justice struggles in their communities in South Africa and in the region of Southern Africa and globally, and using hip hop to voice those things. Definitely in solidarity with the Americana miners and their committee. Then we had a little bit of Forward Ever, Backwards Never by yours truly. But moving on, there's been a conference in town, a Move to Amend conference. I got a very special guest with us tonight, a gentleman by the name of David Cobb, with us from California, but he's on the move. So he's really with us from all over the place, and had the opportunity to chat with him a little bit and invited him onto the show. So without much further ado, let's go ahead and welcome David Cobb on the Labor Radio.
Well, hey, Mike, it's always a pleasure to be here on KBOO Radio.
Right on, David. How are you enjoying your stay in Portland?
Well, look, first of all, I just got to give a major shout-out to this incredible weather, right? Let's just be clear about it. It's hard not to just have a good time here. But the other thing that I really appreciate is all the amazing organizing at the grassroots level that's going on here in Portland. You know, like, Portlandia is funny and all that, but one of the privileges that I've had because of you, frankly, and Monica Beamer at Sisters of the Road and other organizations that we've come into contact with, a major shout out to the Center for Intercultural Organizing here in town, is to see and feel and experience all the phenomenal grassroots organizing that's going on, to actually not just complain about the messed up, racist, sexist, class oppressive capitalist society that we're living in, but to see people actually building a new world here right underneath the surface of what corporate media is talking about. It's okay. Been an exciting time in Portland.
Wow, that sounds amazing. So tell me about this this conference. You were at a Move to Amend conference, and for the audience of Labor Radio, why is that something that is important, and what is it for those of us that don't know?
So Move to Amend is a multiracial, multi-ethnic coalition of groups and individuals who are coming together to abolish in its entirety the illegitimate, court-created idea that corporations have inherent, inalienable constitutional rights and that money is speech. Now, these are not just legal technicalities, Mike. If a corporation can claim to have constitutional rights, It means corporate lawyers can come into court and overturn any democratically enacted law that we pass. That means environmental protection laws are overturned. It means public health and public safety laws are overturned. It means campaign finance laws can be overturned and are. And most specifically for listeners of Lady Radio, it means worker safety and worker protection laws are overturned on the basis and the claim that those laws designed to protect workers are actually violating the corporation's inherent and inevitable constitutional rights. Now, that's just not a stupid idea, right? It is an assault on the very idea that we, the people, are supposed to be able to govern ourselves. So this idea of corporate personhood is part of the linchpin for how the ruling elite has stolen our sacred right to self-government. And as a lawyer, what pisses me off to no end is that they use our legal system to legitimize that. And at Move to Amend, we say, ya basta, enough already. We've got to do what other people have done before us, not only in this country, but throughout the world, especially in the global south. We got to look for ways to educate, agitate, and organize, build a mass movement, a social justice movement that is both in the streets, in the pool halls, in the bowling alleys, in the barbershops. We got to do cultural work, right?
Okay.
And we've got to have a campaign that is designed to address both the political system, the economic system, and the legal system as well. And that's what Move to Amend is all about.
So Move to Amend sounds like some revolutionary stuff to me, just based on what you just said. I agree with everything you said. It makes me very excited to know that that's going on. How can people get involved with Move to Amend if they want to?
Well, the easiest way to do it is to go to the website, www.movetoamend.org, and sign up so we can be in touch with you. And I want to be clear, Mike, that sign up, that's not a petition like most petitions, because that is first and foremost an organizing petition.
Okay.
When you sign up, you can rest assured we're going to be in touch with you. We're going to put you in touch with local people in your neighborhood or your community who are doing that work. And if you don't have access to the internet, you can give us a call, 707-269-0984. And if you're listening to this, either live or on the Great KBOO podcast, never fear, I'll repeat this again at the end of this segment. The point is, Mike, we've got ways to get involved, and we can talk about the work, and maybe we'll do that. But I want to circle back and lift up what you said. Move to Amend is explicitly, clearly, unapologetically nonviolent revolutionary action, because we're talking about transforming the political legal system itself. See, corporate personhood is not a technicality. It's how we actually have a rule of law that allows a small ruling elite to be making all the decisions for us. See, in the United States of America, we the people are supposed to be sovereign. It means we're supposed to be in charge. But nobody believes we're in charge. Everybody knows that these big, huge corporations are the ones who are dictating how much poison and toxins will be in the air that we're breathing and the water that we're drinking. Corporate CEOs are deciding how much we'll get paid. CEOs decide if we get paid. Corporate CEOs decide whether to take this country into war. You know,
wow.
So we got to actually be serious. We got to have a good analysis about the problem. But most importantly, in this moment in time, this historic moment in time, as we see capitalism begin to implode on itself and austerity measures are really nothing more than the last level of extraction that capitalists can do, we've got to develop a plan to win and win in a hurry. And that's what Move to Amend is trying to do.
So I really dig what you're saying. One of the things that happens in a lot of my conversations with people in trying to focus on solutions, because a lot of people are really good at looking at the problems. It's easy to dictate what the problems are. But in looking at solutions, people seem to feel like there's got to be some accountability on the part of these people who run these corporations, the people who are part of the 1% who we don't even really know their names. They're not necessarily public figures, you know. But how can we get to those people to where the crimes that they do against the environment and against humanity, they actually go to prison like working class people do when they do something that's illegal?
Well, look, Mike, I'm going to say it like this. I actually believe that Malcolm X was correct. He said, you want revolutionary change, you, or another way to say it, you actually want to take power, there are only two ways. It's the ballot or the bullet. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not a nonviolent revolutionary because I don't believe in today's time, just a matter of strategy and tactics, the state has amassed such means of both surveillance and violence that I don't think revolutionary change is possible violently. Than that, quite honestly, Mike, just I don't believe you get to a peaceful, loving world violently, so I'm against violence both by way of my ethics and morality as well as my as a tactician. Now, I'm not a pacifist. I believe in self-defense, right? So
right.
You can go down that road if you want to in this conversation, but I don't believe in positive, affirmative use of violence as the initial part, right? So I don't believe in the use of bullets for revolutionary ethos, which leads me to ballot. And that's why I moved to amend going around the two-party system. We are going around the existing process, and we're actually using the citizens initiative process to put our message before the voters directly. We've done this 28 times, Mike. We've used the citizens initiative process to ask voters, do you believe the Constitution should be amended to abolish corporate constitutional rights and establish that money is not speech? 28 times, Mike, we've won 28 of them. And that includes in liberal jurisdictions. It includes conservative jurisdictions. It includes moderate jurisdictions. We haven't lost yet. And get this, we're doing it in places where Republicans outnumber Democrats, where Democrats outnumber Republicans. I mean, this is how we have a plan to build, but we don't even stop there. We continue to go up. We start at the local level, then county, then state. Ultimately, we're going to be rolling out the pledge to amend, where we go to candidates for office, whether it's for president, Congress, state legislature, county executive, city council, dog catcher. Mike, I want everybody who's seeking my vote, I want to know your position. Do you believe corporations have constitutional rights? Yes or no, because that matters to me, because you can't be on the corporation side and on the people's side. We're headed to a which side are you on moment. And so when people ask me what can we do, we have to organize ourselves and then act collectively. The problem that so many people have is that it's not just that so many people are willing to get down with the describing the problem is that they actually have they can do A to Z. A is here's where we are. It's all messed up. Z is the beautiful world of peace and love and justice and enough food for everybody, and we're singing and dancing in the streets, right?
Right.
So that's a dreamer, and that's good. You got to have a dream. But you know what's better than a dream? A vision. Steps B through Y. How do we actually get there? And I'm telling you, Move to Amend has a concrete campaign, step-by-step strategy. Now, it's subject to change, right? We agree with Praxis. We know that as you begin to do things, that material conditions change, and so we change our plans accordingly. But at the end of the day, we got to get active, we got to have a plan and a theory behind that, and Move to Amend has both of those things.
So do you have a timeline in which you're trying to achieve an ultimate goal by a certain amount of time? Because, you know, we're running out of time ecologically. We're running out of time economically. And how are we going to win and have enough and be supported by the environment and have enough life left to live to enjoy our victories?
That's a good question, because I'm 50 years old, man. I want to make sure that we have a little time for enjoyment too, Mike. And the short answer is yes. Our timeline to victory is a 10 to 15 year window. And I also want to underscore that we anticipate and have built in expectation of both victories and defeats along the way. Like the ruling elite are not just going to start rolling over because they say, oh, look, poor white folks and brown folks and black folks have figured out that they are in the overwhelming majority, and if they just work together, that they can actually completely control the ballot box. I guess they win. That ain't how it's going to go down, right? So we have built in the expectation for both victories and defeats around the skirmishes and the battles along the way, but our ultimate victory, where we the people are actually controlling our own government, that's a 10 to 15 year window.
Okay. 10 to 15 years. Well, creator willing, I'll still be breathing, and I'll be dancing in the street with y'all. But
Mike Crenshaw, I got plans for you along the way, man. You're not just going to celebrate with us. We got some work for you too.
Well, you know, my boundaries are blurry because I think, you know, I'm supposed to be a little bit more objective, and I'm not supposed to be like a cheerleader. But
hey, man,
matter of fact, I think I just need I'm a move from cheerleader to active participant, and I'm gonna be all the way involved in some kind of way.
Fair enough. You know, Mike Crenshaw, it's like this, man. If you start hearing an actual plan that can succeed in saving the planet that we depend upon for life itself, in dismantling a racist, sexist, and class-oppressive culture, creating a loving, compassionate, joyous society, how are you not going to get involved in that, right?
Real talk.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you can pretend like you don't care about that, but you're not breathing air if you actually don't care if your children have a future, right? So I'm glad to hear you admit that, and I welcome you to it. And let's just be clear about something, my friend, that KBOO listeners already know what time it is in terms of the problem, and I mean it very sincerely. If you already are working a plan that you feel like is absolutely positively going to win and you have 100% confidence in it, then keep doing your plan, and we want to like hear from you, and we'll find ways to collaborate and work in parallel. But if you, like me, don't believe that most of the activism that's been done is sufficiently organized, in other words, there's a difference between activism and organizing, right? Mm. Activism is just where you start acting out, right? Organizing is when you're organizing yourself for power. So my point is this. For people who feel like, look, not only do I have enough on my plate, but I feel really good that if I just keep doing what I'm doing, we're going to win. Okay, then you keep doing that. Hit me up and let's talk about how we can work in parallel. But if you, as a KBOO listener, are like, man, I got to admit that as hard as I'm working, I can't see the kind of world that Mike and David are talking about right now at the end of it, then please hit us up at Move to Mend and let's talk about how we can actually get you plugged into this movement.
No doubt, man. Thank you so much for coming on. It's been inspiring. One more time, though, for the people that want to get in touch, let them know what the contact information is, David.
Thank you so much, Mike. If you want to get involved, sign up online at www.movetoamend.org. If you want to give us a call, the telephone number is 707-269-0984. And, Mike, if I could have 45 seconds to say this. KBOO is one of the greatest community radio stations I've ever been on. It's in the top five for real. I have much mad love for KBOO, and I know that there are some things going on. Y'all are hitting some rough spots, and as somebody who cares about KBOO, I want to remind you of this. When rough and tough, that's when we hold on to each other. We're going to yell at each other. We're going to have some disagreements whenever times get tough, but we got to hold on to each other with love. Even as we're disagreeing, we can do this together. We can do this patch because we need KBOO to come out strong and the community tool that we need to build this movement together.
Real talk. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Mike. Much love.
All right, we'll talk soon. So that was David Cobb from Move to Amend. Pleasure having him on. I want to make a couple announcements before we move on. I think we got Prison Pipeline coming up on KBOO tonight. There is, on May 19th, from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m., for free, open to all ages and the public in the Pioneer Courthouse Square in downtown Portland, a fair for a fair economy, a.k.a. the Fairness Fair. Tell the governor and the legislature to hold the wealthy and big corporations accountable. Don't slash vital services for children and seniors. We need a fair economy that works for us. So that's what's on the flyer for the Fairness Fair, the Fair for a Fair Economy. Once again, Sunday, May 19th, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at Pioneer Courthouse Square. There's going to be games, lots of fun activities, live music that my man, the Jester, is going to be throwing down. I don't know how many of you tune in to Fight Church, but I'm on the way to go out and do that. So check that out. We'll be featuring myself, DJ Clavicle, and some other guests on my man's live television show. And last but not least, May 18th, Bionic Metal CD release at the No. And housing is for everyone. Hyphy. That's a new incarnation of those of us who've been carrying the housing justice work in Portland. We meet Saturday, May 11th, 1045 at 2054 North Vancouver. That's 10:15 a.m. Talking about the community agreement work that was established through a lot of canvassing, going door to door in the community, patrols on public transit, and basically the community agreement that was decided on by people in the city of Portland was boiled down to three principles. One is that housing is a human right. Everybody deserves a right to housing. The second one is that there shouldn't be any more evictions and unjust foreclosures happening in our city. And thirdly, there are enough empty houses for everyone to be housed. For every empty house, there's anywhere between 14 and 24 people that are homeless. There's enough roofs for all of us to have shelter. And why should the banks be holding on to them and robbing us so that they can flip them and make a buck when there are people out here that need those places? So don't buy into the lie of scarcity. We live in abundance. Let's take back what's ours. It's good to be here with you on Labor Radio. One love, Mike Crenshaw, and I'm out. Peace.
You're listening to KBOO, Portland 90.7. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Oregon Southwest Washington Carpenters Local 156, whose goal is to organize workers, provide a safe work environment, ensure livable wages, and elevate the moral and social condition of its members. Information at ubc156.org. Please stay tuned for Prison Pipeline.
Prison Pipeline is a radio program dedicated to educating the public about the Oregon criminal justice system. Topics include incarceration and reentry, addictions and mental health, elections and laws, victims' rights, and criminal justice reform. The program presents a unique understanding of the criminal justice system, addresses the root causes of crime, and challenges the status quo. It seeks to promote awareness and activism in order to foster a safer, healthier, and more just society.
Prison Pipeline airs on Monday evenings from 6:30 to 7 p.m. on KBOO Portland. Check us out every week. If you miss an episode, you can stream it later. Just go to kboo.fm/prisonpipeline. More info about upcoming shows and events related to the prison community can be found on our Facebook page, Prison Pipeline. Be sure to like us.
KBOO Community Radio continues the broadcast of the 2013 Ilahi Lecture Series on Wednesday, May 8th, when we'll broadcast a talk by Jeffrey Clements.
An attorney and author, Jeffrey Clements is the co-founder of Free Speech for People, a national, nonpartisan campaign challenge, the creation of constitutional rights for corporations, overturn Citizens United versus FEC, and strengthen American democracy and self-government. Clements is the author of Corporations Are Not People.
Jeffrey Clements will be speaking at the First Congregational Church in Portland, and KBOO will broadcast the talk live at 7 p.m. Wednesday, May 8th. More information can be found at kboo.fm/Ilahi2013.
Sometimes you see that I'm mad. Don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Good evening. You're listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Community Radio in Portland. Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration. I'm your host tonight, Carlos Chavez, and I have with me a very special guest host, Ricky Rodriguez. Go ahead and say hi, Ricky.
Hey, how's it going?
Tonight we've got a couple things going on. During the first half, we'll hear from talented young students from Portland Youth Builders Alternative High School with their thoughts on those who face incarceration. And during the last half of the program, we'll also talk to activists out of PSU who are organizing an important event this weekend that you'll want to hear about. So what I'd like to do, first of all, is just kind of jump into to basically explain what was going on with the piece of audio that we're going to be putting that we're going to be preparing here shortly. I went down to Portland Youth Builders recently, and Ricky was one of my students. And why don't you go ahead and just kind of explain what we did there and what this segment is about that we're about to air for everybody.
Well, this segment is about me and a few other students were talking about pain of incarceration, racism, and what can we do to help people in jail/prison. We gave our input on it, and we gained a lot of experience from it.
What were some of the things that kind of stuck out for you when we worked on it? I mean, and just so everybody knows, Ricky's holding it down for PYB today. He's the one person in the class that was able to make it, and I'm really happy that he's here with me today. I really like seeing him on the mic live, so it's a cool thing. But talk a little bit about what kind of what that experience was like for you.
It was a good experience. I felt strongly with my idea, researched it more, gained more knowledge about it, and I still have my feelings from what I believe in.
Cool. Well, let's. Why don't we go ahead and put that piece of audio up? This is a segment put together by the entire class that we worked with there at PYB, and I'm really proud of it. So I'm anxious to get it out there and let people hear about what we kind of worked on. So go ahead.
Hey, this is Rex and Danny from PYB on KBOO Radio. This is Prison Pipeline.
Our segment tonight is on the pain of incarceration. We'll be sharing a couple of poems.
My mom was in jail and wrote a poem about how she felt and what was going on at her time of incarceration.